I read the Hagdome, to have seen the view that the Rav Kolayev set forth, an optimistic confidence in the future of the yeshiva bocher for all time, and especially in our country. And if you have never seen the Hagdome to the first Sefer, you should read it. It says very simply that Yesh ha-mavtichim o'isonu ki bo'eret zum ein mokoim l'sifrei haloche u'masa u'matan b'chidushei teira b'shak levitariya b'yam ha-talmud b'noisei keilov u'kvar yesh ha-filu ben gedolei talmidei ha-chachomim shelonu ba'alei mo'a shchoyre shehibiyu mitoich yeyush ki ach l'sifrei drush v'agodo yesh d'rishim ביארצנו ולחיבורים של פלפולי דוירייסה אין היא מסוגלת ולסמן דחודי בהום. This was written in 1930 when there were those who were very pessimistic about the future of the yeshiva boch in America. And Rav Kolayev wrote Ulam anuichi amechabe shel ha-sefer aloz shezikani Hashem litzloel biyam azov shel ha-talmud Lisa Velitain Yim Yim Bipanine Alochim Talmidai Vachaverai Ulahashkiatsmi Bitoras Hashem Lefiko Hesai Nechati Bashonimo Acharinois Hilachinom Mevatlim Kolkar Biefis Yadis Kolchelke Ameno Yeshve Yartsois Abrisha Bamerica Roisi Umotsosi She Old Godo Kolcho Biminion Ubibinion Sheloso Achuch שבינינו הסומח לא רק לגודו ולדרוש, כי אם גם לכל דובו שיש בו האורס עיניים בבירור הלוכויס ושיטויס השס. This was the optimistic view of Rav Kolayev, as he set it forth in the first of the four sforim which he was destined to produce and to publish in his lifetime. The Machane Yisrael, the Be'er Avrohom, the Yair HaMisho, and the Yair HaShemesh. And now I come to the second reason why I have been asked to chair this, and that is that this past July, again I had the great schus of sitting with Harav Kolayev, Zichroino Levrocha, for perhaps the thousandth time in my lifetime. I was sitting there together with my son. I had come to ask an Eitzah, and he said to me, I'm very happy that you came. Zayetzah Friedman. Why? He said, I have something I want you to take, b'seiv eponim yofois, and I want you to understand it, and don't stop me, because I know what I'm saying, and I'm leaving a last savoir with you. I want you to carry out this savoir if my time is coming to leave this world. And I'm repeating to you, dvorov shel meis. And that Savoya was, he said, that all of the four Sforim, the Machane Yisrael, the Beit Avrohom, the Yair HaMishor, the Yair HaShemesh, in which he found Ni'imus, Lachazuiz B'noyam Hashem, while he was Mekayeng Ulevaker Beheicholoi, as Rashi says, two pshatim, one pshat is B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, B'chol Boike U'Boike, and the other pshat is Ulevaker, to search, to acquire, inquire into the knowledge of Chazal, Rishonim, and Acharonim, and he published these Sforim. He said that all of these Sforim are now out of print. And he asked me to take on the obligation, as a Tzavoyer, that when he is gone, that all of the Sforim for which he is constantly being asked by the Talmidim should be republished. All of the four Sforim, there was now a fifth Sefer which is almost ready. The form in which they are going to be published is being discussed at the present time with Rav Kolayev's son and the Mishpoche, and I have received the assurances of the rabbinical alumni as well as the SOY that Be'ezras Hashem they will cooperate fully, and I hope all of us who are here will cooperate fully to carry out this Savoya so that the life's work of Rav Kolayev of being a Marbitz Teire Barabim will be carried on. The drisha of Rav Kolayev Zichroino Livracha will have a hemshech in our time and even beyond our time. I hope and I pray that we shall succeed in this undertaking, in this project of the reprinting of the Sforim, as my Rebbe asked me to undertake just last July of 1966. At this time, friends, Rosh Yeshiva, distinguished rabbis, I will introduce to you the man, the reason that I was as close to Rebbe as I was. I had the pleasure, the good fortune of being the chaver of Rebbe's Ben Zikunim, Bod L'chaim, may he live and be well, Rabbi Israel Playoff, who was a rabbi in of the congregation, Agudas Achim in Freehold, New Jersey. And he informed me at the time of the Petira that he has almost enough material. He does all the typing and has been doing all the typing himself for all of the writings of Kisvei Yad of his father, of blessed memory. And he has almost enough material for a fifth sefer already. And he is going at this time, though it is difficult for him at this emotional moment, to present to you the last piece of Torah that was written by Harav Paleev, Zochreinu Livracha, just about 4 weeks ago, which was on his typewriter, on Izzy's typewriter, at the time of the Petira. And since the piece of Torah, the Chidush Torah, was very long, and Izzy has been mekatzer, Rabbi Paleev has been mekatzer, the Chidush Torah, and I'm sure that the words that he will speak are be'emes, the Devorav Shalmeis, Greisa Kovid, for the Greisa and Choshe Benift. Rabbi Paleev.
I just want to say that if there are any loose ends in this Dvar Torah, or if it's not explained clearly enough, it is not the fault of the Chidushei Torah itself, but of the one who is delivering. It is based on the Gemara which the yeshiva is now learning in Pesachim. Daf Dalad Amud Beis, Tanan Hosam, Reb Meir, Omer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh, Beserfin B'Tchila Sheish, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oichlin Kol Arba, Bepelin Kol Chomesh, Beserfin B'Tchila Sheish. And the Machleke is based on the fact that whether one would mistake by 1 hour the middle, the Chatzi Hayim, or whether one would make a mistake in more than 1 hour. So the mayor says that it is sufficient that that is all right if he eats up until Chomesh, and Serfim B'Tchila Sheish, Rabbi Yehuda adds the extra hour of Telen Kol Chomesh, and Serfim B'Tchila Sheish. But nonetheless, the Kule Almo, Mio Chomesh M'Sheisho, Sulemala Osor. Nonetheless, everyone agrees that M'Sheisho, Sulemala, Chomesh is Osor, or as the Gilsa of the Rosh has, is Tzorich Levare Min Habayis. Of this there is no Machleke. Why? And the Gemara brings several different psukim and several different rayas as to why chometz would become osur after sheishos lamalo. I haven't got the time to go into all of them, but I do want to mention one. Robo's reason on daf hey omer aleph. Posik state lo yistishchak al chometz dam zivchi. That you cannot shech the korban pesach, v'denu chometz kayom. And the chometz still exists. And since the time for Shechidas HaPesach is Mishiva Sheva Shoh, so Mithila Sheva on, then it is from that time on that Chometz is also Osur. The Avnei Nezer, Klerta Chakira, and wants to know whether Noshim are Mechuyovais in this essay of Tashbisu, Mishay Shoh Salamala. Not on Pesach, but Mishay Shos Ulamala, Michatse Sulamala. We could very well say that they should not be Mukhuyovais on this essay of Tashbisu, because it is now an essay, a mitzvah session as man groma, and therefore Noshim should be Pturais. But on the other hand, the Avnei Nezer says, perhaps in spite of this, they should still be Mukhuyovais, because the essay of Tashbisu is Iskash Lachilas Chometz, there is a connection between Tashbisu and the Isra of Achilas Chometz, and certainly they are Mechuyoves in the love of Achilas Chometz. Therefore, at the same time, even though it is a mitzvah Sesh Hazman Groma, they should nonetheless be Mechuyoves on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. As they collected from Beit HaZayit, his view is neither that they should be Mechuyoves for a very interesting reason. The Abnei Nezer says this: they are certainly mechuyoves on the love of leisishchak al chometz dam zifchin. Why are they certainly mechuyoves? Because in the Mishnah and Kedushin, which lists those lavim, which noshin apaturis, this one is not included. Baltakiv, baltashiv, baltetamil amesim, but there's no listing of leisishchak al chometz dam zifchin. Obviously, then they are mechuyoves on leisishchak al chometz dam zifchin. If they are, then obviously they have to be mechuyoves in Tashbisu, because it means that you can't shech the Pesach if there is chometz there. In other words, they would have to be mechuyov in Tashbisu to get rid of this chometz in order to be mechuyov in Leisishchak al chometz. So they are tied together. If they are mechuyov in Leisishchak al chometz, and they must be, it's not listed in Kedushin, then they are also mechuyoves in Hashbosa. My father, in an earlier sefer, which is already published, said that it's not necessarily so. It's true. Leschishat and Tashbisu are tied together. But let's start from the other end. Let us say that perhaps Noshim are Peturais from the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and therefore also Peturais from Leschishat al-Chomez Dam Zifchi. You will tell me, though, but it's not listed in the Mishnah and Kedushin. It doesn't have to be listed in the Mishnah of Kedushin. Only those lavin are listed in Kedushin where we would assume under normal circumstances that the Noshim are chayovers. The Torah comes along and potrosim is there, that they are no longer chayov on this. For whatever reason, this is not our concern. But normally we would expect Noshim to be chayovers in certain lavin, and the Torah tells us they are pturais. But in the case of Leisishchak al chometz, they're not pturais because the Torah tells us that they should normally be, but here they are pturais. But rather they are pturais because of certain prote halav. It is tied to Tashbisu, and we say it's possible they may be pturais with Tashbisu. Since it is tied to Tashbisu, so it's not that the Torah potrosom is there, but that there could never be mechuyov, since certain elements of Leisishchak al chometz does not exist with them. So therefore it is possible that they are pturais with Tashbisu, and thus also pturais in Leisishchak al chometz, even though it's not listed in the Mishnah and Kedushin. On this, a Talmud in this year's class asked a very good kasha. And I think it is typical, I think, also, that it made no difference where a kasha came from. It could be from the greatest Gedalim, or it could even be from one of the Talmidim in class. If it was a kasha worthwhile, it was one that was discussed. And in the Kisvei Yad that I have, the name of the Talmud is not listed. But one of the Talmidim asked this on the Abnei Nezer. You say they are pturais from Tashbisu because it is tied with Leisishchak. You say they are mechuyos, rather, on Tashbisu because it's tied to Leisishchak al-Chometz. Says it may, perhaps it might be this way. Leisishchak al-Chometz means that there should not be any Chometz there. You insist, the Abnei Nezer, that this comes from Tashbisu. Perhaps not. It might come from the love of Bal Yeroeh. This also requires us to remove all the chometz that we have. So perhaps they are takeh, mechuyoveis on Leisishchak al chometz. And they might yet be ptureis on Tashbisu because they might be mechuyoveis on Bal Yeroeh, which also requires us to get rid of the chometz, mi chatzeis v'elech. And the whole structure of the Avnei Nezer actually falls to the ground. To this, my father answered, and this was what was on the typewriter, that we must understand, Minolon, the Bal Yeroeh applies, Michatzeis Ve'elech. Tashbisu we know, Ach Chola. We know that Tashbisu applies, Michatzeis Ve'elech. But how about Bal Yeroeh? We all assume that it does, but where do we find such a thing? The Pasuk says, Lo Yeroeh Lecho Asor B'chol Gvucho Shivas Yomin, Shteit Gornish Vegen Erech Pesach. We must say that if the Torah requires Tashbisu, then the Torah wants that the Chometz should be mushbas, that it should no longer be there. In other words, the carbonus of the Torah is to be mashbis the Torah, the chometz, and therefore let it not be seen and not be found. In this case, mitzvah asfora, then, wherever tashbisu would apply, Balyiro should also apply. Because of the svor, of the purpose of the Torah, kavonas haTorah, that where you require tashbisu, then also you require that it should be mushbos, that it should be Balyiro or Balyimotze. So the two, therefore, mikama svora, must apply at the same time. In which case, the Avnei Nezer can say that if they are mechuyoveis b'leis tishchat al chometz, then they could be mechuyoveis indeed on tashbisu and balyiro as well. According to what we have said, though, in the earlier sefer, since they may be pturais from tashbisu, therefore they may just as well be pturais from balyiro and balyimotze, and as a result, also pturais from the lav b'leis tishchat al chometz.
You're all familiar with the Maimon Chazal Yanker Avino Leimeis, Mazare Vachayim, Afu Vachayim. Rabbi Bernard Berzon, rabbi of the congregation of Alas Yisrael in Brooklyn, and the president of the rabbinic alumni of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Berzon will be representing the rabbinic alumni. Rabbi Berzon.
Amir ben Abisai, with a passing of our great Rebbe, Hagoyer Remishan Paliyev, there passes in the history of the yeshiva a great era. 40 years of that era I lived through myself. When I came to the yeshiva 40 years ago, Rav Paliyev, who was one of the first line of Rosh Yeshivas, he was of the Rishonim, of this Pleiad, of this galaxy of stars, which included Dr. Rebbe Olav HaSholem, the Meitzer Terilui, Rav Shimon Shkop, my own great Rebbe Reb Meshe Zatzal, and others. And of him it could be said, as it was said of Yosef, Vayomos Yosef Ochel Adirahu, an entire generation of illustrious teachers, molders of many hearts and minds in American Orthodoxy, passes into history. At the Hesped, much has been said about the two outstanding qualities of Rav Paliyev Olav HaSholem. One, that he was an unusual Baal Masbir, Baal Havone, a great teacher. And another, that he was such a warm person, such a great Baal Midas, who was deeply and vitally concerned with the lives of his Talmidim, to whom his Talmidim brought their kalas before marriage for approval. I know this to be a fact. If they went into business, they came to ask his Eitze, who was deeply involved in every Talmid, and even in those who were not Talmidim of his, who were Bnei HaYeshiva, generally. Someone told me a Taich invention after we get through with the brokers that are required by Aloke. We invoke the Rebbeinu Shalom's blessing, Horachmon V'Yivorech Esovi Meiri. My father who is my teacher. Because it's not enough to be a father. One has to be not only an av, but a more. And to the family, we were all deeply touched of the Hesped when his Enikul arose and told us that Rav Palev Olav HaShalom took his Urenikul on his knees, and this great Goyim was not ashamed, felt proud and happy to teach Reish's Das to Urenikul. He was not merely an Av to his family, but a Meir Derech. A counselor, a teacher, a guide, an example of excellence, of ethical excellence. And to us, Bnei Yeshiva, he was not merely a Meiret, a Meiret Derech. He who interpreted for us and made clear for us a Shagasariye, a Rambam, a Halokhe. But he was an Av, a Tate, who loved his Talmidim. He loved everything about the yeshiva. He loved every Bnei Yeshiva as though he was his father. Just a week ago, Nebuch, he was sick, he was barely able to walk, and I happened to have bumped into him. That was a week before he passed away. He stopped me and he asked me about my son. How is he doing? What is he doing? Is he learning? Is he kavei itim? He loved his chavirim, the Rosh Yeshiva. He loved even the Kisli HaYeshiva. Blessed are we who had the great privilege for almost a half a century to be warmed by this great man, who was our more and our av, who was our teacher, our guide, our mentor, the molder of our destinies, who took a vital interest in our spiritual advancement, but who was also an av, pshutekim ashmoy, who was interested in our material well-being, how we were doing, in our shteles, with balabatim, as family men, as fathers, and some of us as grandfathers. And so, we say to him, Rav Palev, our Rebbe, our father, Yehi Zichrecho Borum, we will always hold you dear in our hearts, because you kept us in your hearts and in your thoughts always.
Representing the SOY, certainly fitting that one of the Talmidim who was in the Shir at the present time this year should speak a few words at this Hesped. And Morris Goldwasser, representing the SOI.
Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, Choshev Rabbonin, in alle Versäinen gekommen, abgeben Covid, dem Zikoren von unser Baliten Rosh HaYeshiva, bei Moshe Aaron Palev, Zecher Tzadik Bibrocha. Rav Palev, habe ich solche gewähnt, Meshamisch zu sein, die 2 vergangenen Jahren. Seine Persönlichkeit, dachte ich mir, kann man charakterisieren mit dem Posuk, Mivrei Chachomim benachas nishmoim. Rav Peleyev ist gewähnt ein Mensch von Naches, von Ruhigkeit, von Geduld, von Scholem. Ich habe ihm keinmal nicht gehört schreien. Ist keinmal in Kass nicht geworden und hat keinmal kein Beiswort nicht gesagt. Verkehrt. Rapaleev hat mit sich vorgestellt, Achi Noam. Und Tage der Farb, was alt ist bei ihm gewinnt, benachas, seinen seine Werte gewinnt nicht moim. Hat er gekannt, Matzliach sein zu seiner Rebbe, zu so viel Talmidim, was hat mit sich geschaffen, Akesha Shokayoma, a Verbund, was hat gedauert, lang nachdem, wie der Talmid ist weg von dem Redens, Dalet Ames. Der nachhaltige Zugang hat aufgetan, als er soll kennenlernen, 46 Jahre noch ernannt in ein Institution und soll kein ein Feind nicht haben. Wer noch kann sich stolzieren mit dieser Auftun? Rapaleev ist betäuber gewesen, nicht kein zu starker. Für die zu hören, seine Schiuren hat man sich gedacht, der Nennten zu ihm und sich stark konzentrieren. Die letzten Jahre hat er nicht gekannt bleiben, den ganzen Tag in die Schiebe. Das hat ihm sehr verdrossen. Einer von den Talmidim fleckt gehen zu ihm, Zehnersäger in der Früh zu begleiten ihm zu der Yeshiva. Und Tommy hat sich der Talmid ein bisschen verspätet, hat das Rav Peleev noch mehr verdrossen, weil hat gehalten, als ein Rebbe's Platz ist in der Yeshiva mit seinen Talmidim, helfen dich sei, neuen zu sei. Rav Peleev ist gewähnt, ständig gerät, Maspe zu sein, jede Kleinigkeit in Lernen, a viele, a 100 Mal. Aber das hat ihm geschaffen, dem größten Vergnügen. Einmal aber, wenn ein Talmid hat gewollt halten, einen längeren Schmus, hat ihm Rav Peleev gebeten, er soll zurückkommen noch in Schier, weil hat sich gewollt zugreiten zum Schier. Hat gehalten, als ein Rosh Yeshiva darf allemal zugreiten sich und darf abgeben seine ganze Zeit und alle seine Keuches auf sein Tafgut von seiner Rosh Yeshiva. Hat sich geweitet von Politik und alle übrigen Unionen, was kennen, er wegziehen Zeiten Keuch. Rav Peleev ist gewähnt ein Fulltime Rebbe, Mamesh. Rav Peleev hat geheißen Moshe Aaron und hat vermogt die Mides von beiden. Wie Moshe ist gewähnt Rabbeinu, unser Rebbe. Mehr wie 40 Jahre hat übergegeben die Teure zu seinen Talmiden. Hat vermogt einen außergewöhnlichen Koyach Hasbore und ist gewähnt ein größer Onuf. Hat euch gehalten, schreiben sein 5. Sefer. Für Jahren ist gewähnt ein Ohev Sholem, wie Reudev Sholem, Ohev Sabrius und Mekorvon der Teure. Der Favos ist gewähnt ein Ohev Sholem und ein Reudev Sholem und ein Ohev Sabrius ist ihm geraten zu Mekarev seine Tore. Herausgehend von der Yeshiva noch in Schia, hat er keinmal nicht gefällt geben, Shalom zu 5, 6 oder mehr Menschen. Jeden, nicht jeden, sei hat sie der Kont, sei nicht. Und allemal mit einer Emesse Warmkeit. In alle seine Wegen, in alle seine Reden, in alle seine Bewegungen hat sich abgespiegelt Shalom. Sein Hanhoge hat uns gelernt, er so viel, aber nicht mehr wie seine Rede. Ich lasse andere die Abschätzung von seiner Risiko der Brechungen im Lernen. Der Vater hat nicht gedacht, sagen kein Musse. Sein lebendiges Beispiel allein hat eingepflanzt in unsere Herzen dem Derech HaTeure. Der Rambam ist mit seinem Hilchos Chanukah mit dem Dien, als ob mir hat bloß genug Geld aufzukaufen oder ein Licht für ein Haus oder ein Chanukah-Licht, ist der Dien als der Nähe Beisoi Koidem. War was? Mishum Shalom Beisoi. Führt euch der Rambam, Godol HaShalom Shekol HaToro Nidno Lassos Shalom Ba'olam Shenemar Drocheo Dachei Noyam Becholnes Yivoseo HaShalom. Der ganze Zweck von der Teure ist zu bringen Shalom auf der Welt. Das ist gewesen Rav Palaev's Zugang. Das ist gewesen Rav Palaev's Leben. Hat uns übergezeigt, als Teure ist Dachi Noam, bechonis Ivoseh Shalom. Mir, was mir seien seine Talmidim, unsere Chöwe, unsere Pflicht, bei Teuras Talmidei Chachomim, das heißt Talmidim von dem Chochen, ist Marbe Shalom Baolam zu sein. Als wir wollen gehen auf dem Derech, wird das sein der größte Undenk von Rav Palaev. Auf dem Posuk Divrei Chachomim benachas Nishmoim, sagt der Targum, Milid Tzeloso de Chakimaya Bechashay Miskablin Koda Morei Olma. Die Tfilis von Chachomim werden leicht angenommen von Morei Olma. Und also, wie Emes et Zadikim kennen mehr Ufton auf ein Eulam ha Emes, wie auf der Welt, seinem im Mispalil als Rav Palaev soll sein Amelitz Yosher, Lonu Lecho Yisrael, Yehi Zichro Boruch.